Hello everybody, we are here in Tikkun HaZohar, Tikkun Arba, the fourth Tikkun, Ma'amar Bereshit Nekuda Be'echala. I'll read it first in Aramaic. Bereshit Bet Reshit Nekuda Be'echala, Vayi Nekuda Be'machshava Stima, Tachet Da Eliyahu, Zemen Legabed Rabbi Shimon, Amar Le Rabbi, Rabbi, Vayi Bittecha Yi, Ken, Be'mai, Yi Machshava Stima Ba. The translation, Bereshit Notrikon Bet Reshit. When we take the word Bereshit is gematria of two time Reshit. Bereshit, Bet, Vereshit. Anekuda, Shisot Chochma, Shenikret Reshit. We know that Reshit Chochma, the book Reshit Chochma, or Bilia or the Vidash, Chochma, we call it Reshit, the beginning of everything called Chochma. But what is that Bet? Be'echala, Shusot Israel Sabu Dvuna. Where is that Reshit? Is within the chamber that called Israel Saba Udvuna. Every time we say Israel Saba, we relate to the lower part of Chochmah. Chochmah is divided to two. The Gimel Rishonot of Chochmah, okay? And then we have Chochmah, and then we Israel Saba. Bina is Bina, the upper three spheres of Bina, and the lower it's called Dvuna. So if you take the two lower half of both of them, it's called Israel Saba Udvuna. Aynu bina shenikret echal. What is echala? Which chamber is it in bina? Nekuda zu hi machshava stuba shena mira be omegule. That nekuda that we call it reshit, that nekuda that we call it chokma, is not shining, and it's called reshit. Why it's not shining? It's not megule. Everything is shining, but you need something to reveal that. Like we studied many years ago in Kabbalah, that there's all the chasadim and all the chokma. The Orde Chochma is the essence, is everything. And the gilui of that Orde Chochma, the gilui of that light of wisdom, need to be Orde Chasadim. So if you don't have something to reveal that, it's called Satum, it's called conceal. Bintime, Hare Eliyahu nizdamen etzel Rabbi Shimon. This is all taking place in the cave in Pekin. So while this discussion takes place, which we know in Tikkuni HaZohar is the highest discussion exists, so whoever doesn't own yet Tikkun HaZohar in the house, in the car, it's a problem. You gotta have Tikkun HaZohar everywhere because you are carrying with you the highest revelation after Mount Sinai. Just to let you know, highest revelation after Mount Sinai. Just to carry the Tikkun HaZohar, Mot Chashuv. So it say, Elisha the prophet come to see Rabbi Shimon. Amar lo Eliyahu, Rabbi Rabbi. Eliyahu, Elisha the prophet talk to Rabbi Shimon and say, Rabbi Rabbi. My teacher, or Rabbi, Rabbi. Vare bet, Iptucha said to him, you just say that the bet is basically conceal that reshit, and that's why it doesn't shine. Tell him Eliyahu to Rabbi Shimon, but if you look at the letter bet, the shape of the letter bet, it's open on the left side, those of you who know how to write the letter bet. Veromezet leorot megulim, because every letter, every Hebrew letter is an indication of what that energy revealed to us. So if the bet is patuach, if the bet is revealed on it's open on the side, that means it's megule. Im ken lama machshava shei chokma stuma iba. Why we said the chokma or the reshit or machshava, the thought is hidden within it. So Rabbi Shimon answered him like this. Ela berish or manata de malka betzuna de kardinota. Kan vandit meshicha. אין נקודה נפיק בני קו, דסתימה ומחשבה, כקו נעדה, מם, סופית, בקדמיקה עם מם, סתימה, וכאן פשוט קו דעי ומן המידה, התפתח ודעת בית, ודע בראשית, בית ראשית, נקודה בהחלה. רבי שמעון אנסר, הוא משיב, אלא בתחילת גילוי רצונו של המלך, כלומר שעליו רצונו של המלך להציל עברו על עבוד. When we talk about the מלך, when we talk about the king, in this case, we talk about the end sof, we talk about the endless. In the beginning, when the emanator want to emanate. Now we know we're taking it from Etz HaChaim, we take it from the tree of life of Rabbi Isaac Luria, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, that he write, you know, that before everything, you know, before everything, when I say before, it was before time, it was the emanator want to emanate. להציל ולברוע עולמות, and to create the world, that's בריאה, לברוע את העולמות. הניצוץ הקשה שכוח דין קשה שבכלי מלכות, that's ניצוץ, that's spark, that's hard thing, that harsh judgment within the kli, the vessel, the container of malchut, שבסיבתו נצמצם ונסתלק קרוב מסביב לנקודה האמצעית שהיא מלכות. Because of that מלכות, because of that desire that was created, the light was surrounded מלכות and נצטמצם. The word נצטמצם mean it was pushed away or restricted or contracted. So try to imagine that there is one point in the creation that cannot receive light and the light keep coming. What happened? The light going away from around that middle point. כאשר מדד שיעור קומה, היינו, בעולם אצילות, אחר התיקון, when the measure, the amount, the measurement, the levels, כאשר מדד שיעור קומה דהיינו בעולם אצילות אחר התיקון, that took a place in אצילות, in the world of emanation. We know there is four worlds. One is called the world of action, asiya, the world of formation, then the world of creation, then the world of אצילות, which is the highest, the world of אצילות. אחר התיקון, נקודה זו היינו הנקודה האמצעית, שבחינת עצב המנולה שתקלה באבא ואימא, אילאים. That נקודה, that is you wish, you know, that we say, the question is, Rabbi Shimon say, it's nekuda stuma, meaning it's a hidden dot, and Eliyahu Navi said, it's a hidden dot, why the Torah start with the letter Bet, which is an open letter, it can start with the letter Mem, which is closed letter, Mem Sofit. So, it's a, Rabbi Shimon answer, this middle point, this middle point in the middle is etzem manula. It's basically the essence of manul, the lock. Shenitakna be'aba ve'ima ilain. Where do you fix it? In aba ve'ima ilain. Aba ve'ima ilain is chokma ve'bina. We know that every partzuf, every system is first arichampin, aba ve'ima, zachar ve'nekeva. הוציאה ממנה קו, היינו ישראל שבות תבונה, שהם זין תחתונות לבינה. So when it says, those of you who study Kabbalah with me before, know that after the צמצום, the amount of light that came down was no longer עיגולים, was no longer circular, it was only linear. So that line that went down, which is אור מצומצם, which is restricted light, contracted light, that light, the amount is way more, just much smaller than the original light, and for that reason we call that light Israel Saba Utvuna. Israel Saba Utvuna, as we explained, the half of Chokhmah, the half of Bina. What is that? Zayin Tachtonot de Bina. This is the seven lower spherot of Bina. Ki Abba ve'ima Ilayin em besod avira deloit yada shehu sod hanekuda emtzayit mishabet rak beprotsof adam kadmon velo beolam atzilut. When we talk about tzimtzum, tell us Rav Brandwein, that nekuda, that original tzimtzum happened only in Adam Kadmon. It happened above Atzilut. We know there is five worlds. Adam Kadmon, it's been translated primordial man, but it's not really the meaning of Adam Kadmon. Okay, you can call it AK, it would be better, because it's a system. It's a system called Adam Kadmon. After that there is Atzilut, meaning emanation. After that, Bria, creation. After that, formation, Yetzira, and then Asiya, action. So it say that the kuda that went through all that tzimtzum, tikkun, okay, was only in Adam Kadmon. רק בפרוצפי אדם קדמון, לא בעולם הצילות. ולכן אין השגה באבא ואימא אלאים שהם גר דבינה, וכל החומה מושפעת בהצילות היא רק בזיין תחתונות דבינה שהם ישראל שמו ותבונה. Tell us, Brandwein, we cannot comprehend the concept of that idea of that nekuda, because this is happening in Adam Kadmon. In Adam Kadmon, we don't have a way to understand in Adam Kadmon, the highest level primordial man system. It didn't happen in Atzilut. For that reason, we cannot grasp it in Abba ve'ima, We cannot fully grasp it in Abba ve'ima, ila in Shem Gar Debina. We cannot grasp it in Abba ve'ima. What is Abba ve'ima? If we talk about Bina, that's been the three first spheres of Bina, which is Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, of Bina. וכל החוכמה מושפעת באצילות, היא רק מזן תחתונות בינה, שהם ישראל סברו תבונה. So all the light of wisdom that come into אצילות, into emanation, it's only coming from the lower seven ספירות of בינה, that we call it, ישראל סברו תבונה, שסתם המחשבה, היינו הערת החוכמה שנקראת מחשבה, כדי מחלתו של קו אמצעי החוכמה שבישראל סברו תבונה, היא סתומה. Now, before the revelation of the center column, before the revelation of what we call right, left, and center, as we explained so many times, because the right by itself it's too little light, the left by itself it's all the light but it's dark, so you need, it's still satum. Satum means concealed. It cannot be revealed. So for that reason, you need to find a way to reveal that. I mean, I'm not talking about from a practical point of view. So in the meantime, Arat HaChokhmah, Sheket Machshava, is still potential, it's not yet revealed. Keterem achrato shel kav emtzai, until the center column is not come about, shebiyisrael sabodona, is tuma ken ze mem. So the potential of chokhmah, it's still concealed. So it looks like the letter mem. If you ever see the square, you know, the letter mem, final mem, because in Hebrew you have regular mem and final mem. So the mem is satum. It's not revealed. מתחילה עם מם סתומה, וכשנתפשט הקו שהובב מן המידה, נעלי את זה רבין במסך נחירי, כמה חייב על הקווים ועזבות, אז נפתחים ישראל סבון, ומסתיים ומצאים מהם, גם גמל הולכים חבד, שהם סוד תלני נפקים אחד, ושזה גם זה רנפין, זוכה בכל עולם הולכים בסד חד, פלט כמה, עם מם היינו ישראל סבון, נפתחת ונסת בית. So tell us, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, רבן ונקספלנגד, the mem סופית, the final mem turned into bet. So, when we look at the bet, say Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hat Eliyahu Navi, when we look at to bet, it's basically a mem that become bet. Why a mem becoming bet? So let's understand it. So he tells us like this. Before the three column system, what does the three column system do? Unite the two columns, the right and the left. So when you unite the right and the left together, then what happened? You have finally revealing part of the light that was hidden. But it's much less amount of light. And that's the letter bet. So the letter bet revealed to us Rabbi Shimon comes from the letter mem here. If so, let's forget that one thing is that the whole world is not going to be. Mem, I know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So that's what it means, the word Bereshit, in the book of Bereshit. Bet Reshit. Asher ha-nekudah she'i chokhmah, nekret Reshit, hi be'echala mera ba'arat chokhmah. So if we take the word Reshit, as we explained before, Reshit is the light of chokhmah. Reshit is the light of Chokhmah. So, where is, if Reshit, which is Chokhmah, is supposed to be Satum, supposed to be not revealed, what is going on with that? It's now Bet. It's been, it's Patuach. But when Eliyahu Navi asked, if it's Reshit, supposed to be Sagur, supposed to be concealed. Yes, it was. But now, after the system, so it's telling us that Bet came after the letter Mem was Satum. Meaning for us, that the book Bereshit, you know, came right after that the three column system took a place.